friends and neighbors and citizens of Metropolitan Phoenix. Next Tuesday, August 17, you will make an important decision. On that day, you will vote for progress in our community. If you live in the city of Phoenix, you will vote on the Metropolitan Sewer Proposal by voting to issue bonds to construct the trunk line sewer systems north and northeast of Phoenix. If you live in one of the sanitary districts, you will vote to ratify the contract under which the residents of the sanitary districts will repay the city the cost of those trunk line sewers. If you vote yes for these proposals, you will be voting for a coordinated, integrated community plan which will eliminate the cesspool menace, do away with the inconvenience of pumping cesspools, of having them back up and flood your homes, and which will materially improve the public health conditions in our community. In the studio, we have Mr. David Campbell, Chairman of the Board of Directors of Phoenix Sanitary District No. 1. Mr. Campbell, a good citizen of our community, has worked on this project for more than 2 years. He has been a party to all the negotiations between our district and the City of Phoenix. And we've asked Mr. Campbell to tell us of the beginning of this sanitary district, the development of the contract, and his opinion of the present proposals. Dave Campbell.
Well, Steve, the beginning of the district, as far as I was concerned, started with the building of the Camelback High School. I live just a short distance from the school and thought that they would be putting in a sewer line to connect with the city disposal plant, as so many schools have done outside the city limits.
You mean Camelback High School is not on a sewer?
Camelback High School is not on a sewer line. And we were willing to pay a share of that cost in order to hook up to a sewer, because we've been there 5 years, and we definitely have a terrific cesspool problem. We did not know that other people in the area were doing the same thing. We found out when we went to the Board of Supervisors that there were a number of areas that had asked to hook up to a sewer line in one way or another. And that was the actual formation of the sanitary district. When I got into it at the start, I thought it was just a small neighborhood affair. And now I'm convinced it has grown into one of the greatest things that's ever happened to Phoenix and the entire valley.
Dave, how big is Phoenix Sanitary District No. 1?
It's estimated at 26 square miles.
Dave, how many people live in that area?
35,000 people.
And I believe they're served now by about 15,000 cesspools, is that right?
That is correct.
There is no other way of sanitary waste disposal available to these people.
There is none whatever.
Dave, can you imagine those of us who live out there being content to live in a community of that size, with that many people, and have only cesspools and septic tanks?
I can't, and that's why I've put so much work in on it. And I can see one of these days it's going to hamper the development of the area.
Dave, do you know that certain insurance companies won't make loans out here because we don't have a sewer system?
I've heard that, but I know definitely that there are certain industrial developments that haven't come here because we don't have sewage disposal.
And Dave, Phoenix Sanitary District No. 1 does extend down into that industrial area lying southeast of Phoenix along the railroad tracks, doesn't it?
Yes, we do.
Well, Dave, if these people need a sewer system, and certainly that should be obvious to all of us, and if there is a health menace, and there again that too is obvious, the thing which I think concerns most people is the cost. Is this going to be an expensive proposal?
It is not. I believe it's the most economical proposal that can ever be attained. Now, I've been in a number of negotiations with the city. We have investigated thoroughly the possibility of our own disposal plant, and we have come up with a plan with the city of Phoenix in cooperation with them that will actually save us over $200,000. Now, there are a lot of people that advocated the independent plan. I was one of them. I was hard to convince. And we have come out with what I think is the finest contract that's ever been negotiated.
Well, Dave, at first the city wasn't willing to give you that excess plant capacity.
That is correct. On the other hand, the city was not anxious to have us build our own plant.
So now, as I understand this proposal, the city is making available to those of us who live in the Phoenix Sanitary District Number 1 and also our neighbors in North Phoenix the excess plant capacity in the present city disposal plant at no cost.
That is correct. We will have a plant capacity of 7.5 million gallons per day.
And that will cost us nothing.
That will cost us nothing except the actual cost of treating the sewage.
Treating the sewage. And then we are going to be expected to pay for our own trunk line sewers.
That is correct. We will repay the city of Phoenix for the bonds that they issue to pay for those trunk lines.
Well, Dave, let's take a typical situation out north. A man who owns a nice home in an average subdivision with a lot 75 feet wide, about what's it going to cost him?
Well, he is going to pay a 30-cent per 100 valuation tax rate. And the average home out there is assessed at $3,000. Mine is not. I have, possibly it's not quite average. My assessment is $2,700. But $3,000 is a fair figure, and that will cost him $9 per year.
You mean $9 a year or 75 cents a month is all it's going to cost him for the trunk line sewers?
That is all, until he actually hooks up.
Well, now, in order to hook up, what must he do?
He must form an improvement district with his neighbors, the same as he would have to do inside the city limits of Phoenix.
In other words, people in the neighborhood get together and say, let's build a lateral down our alley or down our street to enable us to discharge our sewage into the lateral, which will carry to the trunk line.
That's right, and in that way they save a lot of costs when they get together. And
yes, that's neighborhood improvement. Well,
that's
we do
correct.
It for irrigation water, and we do it for streets, and we do it for sidewalks and curbs. It's the American way of improving our home neighborhood.
That's right, and Steve, the cost of a district like that is not high. Your lines are not as large as your main lines, and for the average home, we'll go back to $3,000 assessed valuation. It will cost them about $2 a month for 10 years.
That's if they elect to finance it.
If they elect to finance it. If they want to pay it in cash, they'll get off without the interest.
And the cash cost will be about $200 per lot or less. As a matter of fact, Dave, it's apt to be a good deal less, isn't it? I know we had one engineered today, and it came out at just about $100 per lot for a nice subdivision which is located near 24th and Thomas Road.
That is true. The improvement costs do vary according to the size of the lot, the depth of the lot, and how far the lateral lines have to
go. Yes, and whether there's an alley available in which to put the lateral line. Well, Dave, then this homeowner who's paying 75 cents a month in Sanitary District Number 1 for his trunk lines and who has elected to pay his improvement district on a 10-year plan and is paying $2 a month or less for that has one more charge, doesn't he?
He certainly does. That is what we call a service charge. For a one-bathroom home, it's $1.35 a month. For two bathrooms or more, it's $2 a month. The reason for that is this. We feel that in this way, the people are paying for the sewage only when they use it. And also, out in our area, we have a lot of undeveloped land that one of these days will be built up. It's building awfully rapidly out there. And the new subdivisions going in through this service charge will help to pay for the initial cost.
In other words, you're going to pay for the sewer if you use the sewer.
That's correct.
And we have a total maximum cost for this individual in a nice house, a house worth $10,000 or $12,000 in a nice subdivision, of $4.10 for the first 10 years and $2.10 per month for the next 10 years.
That's right. I might point out, too, Steve, that in the event that any part of the area is annexed, the homeowner is relieved of his tax rate charge and his service charge.
Yes. When he goes in the city takes over the special charges of the sanitary district.
That's correct.
Dave, I think our audience might be interested to know that just a moment ago, all the power went off in this studio. We sat here for about 5 minutes until it was restored, and then we had to pick up our discussion of the sewer proposal just where we were. Dave, it was not a great inconvenience. But what happens when your cesspool backs up?
I don't know how many people have seen what has happened when a cesspool backs up. I have. I have a friend of mine who paid $600 to replace a rug.
You don't get it fixed in 5 minutes either, do you?
No, it takes a long time, and it takes an awful long time to get that house cleaned up.
And those things do happen. We are so accustomed in our society to all the conveniences that sometimes we take for granted. The wonderful convenience of electricity, of water, and certainly when you have a good sewer system, it becomes just as dependable as all of the other utility service which means so much to us. Dave, some of the people in Sanitary District Number 1 are already on a city sewer and are paying a service charge to the city for that sewer. What happens to those people?
Those people in that area, the contract they have with the city will be turned over to us. And we have, and the city has, protected them to this extent. There is a clause in the contract which says that at no time can the sanitary district charge them more than what they are presently paying the city.
Well, are you going to charge them more?
No, we are going to charge them less. I'll give you an illustration. Now, we'll take the Stagg subdivision out on East Thomas Road.
Yes, some lovely homes.
The builder there put in his line to the city and his laterals. Those people have sewage. They're being served by the city sewer, and they are paying a monthly charge of $250 per month for one bathroom, $350 for a bath and a half, and $375 for two baths. Now, in the sanitary district, let's go back to basing that on a yearly charge. It costs them for one bath $30 a year, for a bath and a half, $42, and for a two-bathroom home, $45. Now, under the sanitary district charges, they would pay for the one-bathroom home $23.20 a year, as opposed to $30 a year at the present time, which is a savings of $6.80. For the bath and a half, they'll be paying $30 instead of $42, a saving of $12. And for the two-bathroom home, they'll be paying $30 instead of $45, but an actual saving of $15 a year.
Well, certainly those people should welcome the construction of this cooperative community plan. Dave, is this plan designed just to take care of our problems today?
This plan is not. This plan is designed to take care of the maximum population of the district in the future.
Do you think there's any saving in building all these lines now as one central overall planned program over piecemeal construction as time goes on?
There is a very definite saving, as anyone knows. When you move heavy machinery, if you can get the job done at once, you don't have to pay for moving the machinery again and again. However, all of the lines in the district will not be put in now.
But all the lines where there are 50 connections per mile will be put in right now.
That's right. Specifically, north of the Arizona Canal, there'll be no lines put in until there are 50 house connections per mile.
Thank you, Dave Campbell. Good citizen who is interested in the community progress of this valley where we live. Residents of the city of Phoenix and the two sanitary districts, the job is up to you now. By your ballot, you will decide whether we shall go forward with progress, protect our health, build our community, provide for expansion, and develop this area in which we live as a modern community served by a modern sanitary sewer.